everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
And we write about RV and family travel with our three boys, Theo, Max, and Wes.
You can read about our adventures at RVFamilyTravelAtlas.com, and you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
On episode 31 of RV Family Travel Atlas, we are reviewing our favorite products for the spring camping season. As always, we are bringing you our picks for useful and affordable gear for RV and family travel.
We have something for everyone, the kids and the adults, the moms and the dads, those that like to cook and those that like to eat.
And boy, oh boy, the giveaways. Starting this week and continuing through the next month, we will be offering our listeners the chance to win the best in show. Stay tuned to find out what this week's giveaway will be.
All of this and so much more on episode 31 of RV Family Travel Atlas, the Spring Gear Guide. Boy, oh boy, does it feel good to be back here at RV Family Travel Atlas's global headquarters and home recording studio.
home base.
You know what? Our trip to Myrtle Beach was the best spring break ever that I've ever had.
Yeah, we had a really
fun time. But it was a really fun time. It was our second trip to Myrtle Beach, second trip to the Myrtle Beach KOA. But it was our first time podcasting live from the campground. We recorded the podcast at the campground using our equipment.
Our mobile equipment. And we had used it a little bit over this winter for various interviews we had done at the shows and everything.
But not around the crackling campfire.
But no, we had never done sort of as much unscripted outdoors recording as we did when we were there. And so it went fine. It went great.
I thought it was a blast.
Right.
And in fact, the intro last week was my favorite intro we've ever done.
The kids yelling at me
and kicking me off the bounce pillow because I had my shoes on.
If you didn't listen to it, you have to go back and
listen.
Jeremy gets on the bounce pillow to record the sights and sounds of the bounce pillow. And he immediately got yelled at to get off because he had his shoes on.
They were nice about it, but they were firm.
Oh, they were like, Daddy!
Those kids, and it wasn't just my children.
Yeah. Oh, no, all the other kids jumped in too.
But we're kind of excited because we're going to be, you know, traveling most of the summer, definitely most of July, if not all of July. And we're going to be doing podcasting from the campgrounds. And we really want to integrate the sounds of the campground. We want to be interviewing people. We want to be catching
the
real feeling of a campground.
Well, that's what we realized over the course of the time there, was that our favorite thing was interacting with the people at the campground.
Right.
And we wish we had gotten more of that.
A couple more interviews. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we met so many nice people while we were there. And I use that word nice, like, oh, nice.
Like profoundly nice.
But there's something really valuable about just meeting friendly, engaging people.
Happy people.
That's what we met.
Let's just say it. Not everyone in the world is happy.
Right.
But just about everybody at a campground is happy.
Well, we camped next to
the nicest man on planet Earth.
Right.
The nicest couple.
Right.
On planet
Earth. They were so friendly. I think that they were the friendliest people we've ever been next to.
Yeah.
And not like friendly in a weird way. Friendly in like, wow, will you please adopt us?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, so
adopt us. We don't need to be in the will.
No, we're not after anything. Just give me a call every week and be like, hi, how are you doing?
Right. We were thinking about you.
Right. So these people who were next to us,
we wanted to interview them.
And at one point, we just couldn't
arrange. You called them goodwill ambassadors from Canada.
We were talking about it. And I said, I think that they are like goodwill ambassadors sent forth from Canada. You're right. Just to like show Americans what it means to be nice.
This is what it looks like, America.
We had such a good time next to
them. They invited us over to their campfire for wine. And what was so great was since they were right next door, we actually could go over to their campfire and, you know, and share a drink with them and share a conversation with them. And the boys were just, you know, right there 10
feet
away.
They made it a point like every day to tell us how great our kids were. And I was like, wow. I'm like ready to throttle them sometimes. And he sometimes. Was like, sometimes. And he was like, your kids just bring me so much joy.
No, the quote of the week was, I just love watching them burst out of the camper in the morning. They have so much energy. And that's what Stephanie and I are like struggling to make our coffee.
Right. And you know what? It was just so nice to have somebody standing there offering such a joyful perspective because they did raise their kids camping. Yeah. And they are now in that wonderful stage of retirement. They're enjoying their life fully. They're so happy to be doing what they're doing. And they were able to like sit back and just say, hey, look at that family. Look at what a good time they're having. And I can't tell you how much it means to me to meet these older folks at a campground to get that listen, perspective.
And the other thing is we love talking to people at campgrounds because everyone's got a story. Mm-hmm. Everyone's got 10 stories. Everyone that's grown up camping or spent time RVing just has a lot of fun stories to share.
And we want to capture more of them.
Then this summer we will.
And we will. And we will. Because we did try, all of a sudden I was like, these people, we have to interview them. And then we just couldn't. It was towards the end of the stay and we had some things on some nights and they had some things on others and we couldn't do it. So, but that's the kind of story that needs to be told. Like,
absolutely.
And we want to tell them more. So
now,
good times.
Now's the time in the show when we beg you for iTunes reviews.
Well, okay. So speaking of, stories that people tell. Some of the people who leave us iTunes reviews tell really nice stories,
well, they're all really smart people.
Of course, they're leaving us a five-star iTunes
smart,
review.
Nice people that leave reviews.
Right, yeah. No, so we do really appreciate iTunes reviews. And if you listen to this podcast on a regular basis, if you could head on over and all you have to do is when you go to the iTunes store and you like search for our podcast, there's a little tab once you find our podcast and it says ratings and reviews.
Right. So you can leave 4 to 5 stars.
And if you just click on that tab, you can leave us a star rating and then write something about why you tune in every week. And so we got a recent review from the Joy Bear. Right. Another joyful person, another happy person that's camping.
Leaving a review also, it makes you happy.
Right. I'm sure it, it sends,
good karma.
Yeah. Out into the universe. So anyway, the Joy Bear wrote, she gave a 5-star review and she said, I really enjoy listening to this couple. I love all their reviews and that they don't ever say that this is going to work for everyone. They say that this is what we liked or didn't like and why it worked and didn't work for us. With the additional information, I can decide if it probably will or won't work for my family. Can I just say that, in my opinion, that is the perfect review of our podcast? Because that's exactly what I want to do. I say this all the time when people say, oh, the pop-up, but we like it. Or we, you know.
A lot of different ways to do this RVing thing.
I'm not ever saying what we do is the way everybody should do it. What we want to do is talk through our experiences so that you can figure out the right things to ask yourself, the right things to look for and to research. And when you hear somebody else's review and they say, well, we really like this campground because it was near the action in Myrtle Beach. Well, you might say, well, we don't want to be near the action. And that's great. We've done our job then. We've given you an idea of whether or not you would like
and
that
and when
campground.
We do our Myrtle Beach Adventure Guide in a few weeks, we'll talk about some quiet state park options.
Right.
So I also like to think that, you know, some of our listeners out there, and we know a lot of our listeners out there, are people who are just thinking about getting into RVing, and a lot of them have families or are starting families. And I like to think we're just communicating, you can do this.
Right.
It could look 100 different ways, and you're going to figure out what it's going to look like, but you can do it.
Right. And we're going to, obviously, it is from our perspective, but we try to think about as many different ways of looking at it as possible and present as many different perspectives as we can. We don't ever want people to walk away from our show saying that, like, we're giving you a roadmap for this. We're just saying, hey, you can make your own roadmap as a family. And you'll have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's what we're
finding
saying.
Out what works for you.
So that was a meaningful review to me.
So thank you to the Joy Bear.
Yes.
And anybody else, please drop us a review. We also wanted to remind everyone of our first rally, which is kind of still growing in number and size.
Right. We've still got stragglers coming in.
Yeah. Somebody else just signed up this week. And I don't know if we have like 15 to 20 families at this point.
Yeah. We're going to put together our email list for the rally now. We're about a month and change away.
Right, and the rally is at Lake and Wood in Norvon, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And it's the last weekend in May, which is not Memorial Day weekend, but the weekend after.
Right, so it's like May 29th and 30th. On the Friday and the Saturday night, we'll be there. And we'll be leaving on Sunday. And this campground is off the hook.
It's off the hook. Yahoo Travel put out an article this week. It was, I think it was called 12 RV resorts that are off the hook.
Right.
And I think it's off the hook.
So
and
of
there's
course,
Lake and Wood.
The campground, we do say we pick good campgrounds. And the campground that's on there is the one we have for our rally.
When they were researching the campgrounds that were off the hook, they probably heard the podcast.
Right.
They heard the rally
that's
was going to be there. And they thought, well, this place is off the hook.
Right.
One of the things they pointed out, actually, in the article was there were lots of lodging options besides camping sites and RV sites. They have a treehouse you can rent. They have a caboose you can rent.
Right.
And look, so if you don't own an RV, there are accommodations there for you.
And we want you to come.
We want you to come. We have a tent camper coming. We have someone in a huge Class A coming. We have people in pop-ups. We have
an A-liner.
An A-liner. We have a wide variety. That's going to be so much fun, actually,
fun,
now that I'm thinking about it. We have a really wide variety of people and a wide variety of types of units. And I'm going to take a photo, as long as everyone agrees. I want to get a photo of every single family in front of their RV and put those up on Instagram.
Right.
And I think everyone will agree.
Oh, yeah.
So you got a nice social group. So the immediate sites that we reserved are booked, but then there are sites close by. So the people that are still that are coming now and booking now are getting sites that are, you know, very, very close to where we are.
Right. And so in a couple of weeks, I'm going to start pulling together food plans for everybody, and I'll be emailing everybody what we're
going to
do for that.
We'll give the details of the cornhole contest.
Right.
We'll talk about the uniform requirements, dress code requirements. And I'm just putting the finishing touches on the theme song.
Oh, no.
And I haven't written I haven't written
the
music for it yet, but I'm working on the theme song or the rally chant.
And
cheer.
If you haven't left us an iTunes review by the time you show up at our rally, we'll like have a computer station open where you can like go over and
also,
like, type it.
If any of you have ever been to a rally, you might want to write us a note and let us know what people do at rallies because we've never actually gone to a rally and now we're actually holding a rally.
Yeah, because you know what? A rally, like just like everything else, a rally is what you make of it.
Here's my theory.
There's no rules.
Here's my theory to everyone coming and everyone who's thinking about coming. If you have incredibly low expectations,
I
promise you the time of your life.
Oh, you are going to be
thrilled. I promise you the time of your life. So listen, we'll be back in a minute with our big spring gear guide. And I love this list of products we put together. We've done a lot of product reviews over the year, and I just feel like we have a great batch of products to recommend, and they're all products we've been using, all fun products, and pretty much all affordable products.
Yes, and we pride ourselves on that. We do not introduce products to people that we don't feel like really fit into, you know, a reasonable RVing lifestyle, like what we feel like most of our listeners and readers
We're not recommending like, you know, $1,000 solar panels here. These are things, you know, like if it sounds good to you, you just kind of go out and
probably buy it.
Yeah.
Get it for Father's Day, Mother's Day.
It's a great batch of stuff we're going to review. And also we're going to announce four different giveaways.
Yeah.
Right? We're not going to launch all of them tonight, but four of these products, we will be doing giveaways over the next month. And we're going to announce the first one tonight, and it's the biggest ticket item out of the batch.
Yeah, we're starting off big.
Yeah, it's an $85 value.
And
and it's pretty
Is expensive in the world of RV family travel.
It is.
Because we keep it real.
Awesome product, and we're giving one away for free, but you're going to have to stay tuned to find out what it is.
Here we go.
Before we launch into this ridiculously awesome spring gear guide, we have a disclaimer. We did receive about half of these products for free, and about half of them we actually paid for.
Right.
And we really want our audience to know that somebody sending us a $30 or $40 product is not going to guarantee them a good review on the show. I mean, we're not bought off that easily.
Yeah.
And there are definitely products we have been sent that we're not going to recommend, we're not going to review. And in those situations, we just write the companies and say, look, you know, that we had this issue and we were not going to recommend it.
And we don't review things negatively. We believe in promoting things that we really like, not going through a list of reasons and why we didn't like a product.
You're not complaining about some small business owner's product that's not right. Because, and also, what good does that really do to you, for you necessarily? I mean, we want to recommend things you can go out and buy and that'll be useful to you. So that's the philosophy at the moment anyway. Exactly. We want to keep it positive, recommend things that we like and that we've used.
And then we also know that people are usually curious, like about, you know, any sponsorships behind things, everything. So we always like to be incredibly
And we want our listeners to really trust us. Mm-hmm. If we get free campground visits, we're going to tell you. Yeah. If we get free products, we're going to tell you. You know, no trickery here on RV Family Travel Atlas.
Yeah, and then we have to bring in to our shopping habits, because even though you are a shopper, I am not. So I'm not the kind of person to buy a lot of gear items. So we want to test things out for people.
But yeah, but we're not going to go spend $600
no,
for
we wouldn't.
A podcast
We wouldn't
episode.
Do that as a family. So this is just a way, too, that helps us try out a lot of things and say whether we like it
or
not.
Yeah, and the Christmas gift guide, we had purchased with our own money every single item in the Christmas gear guide. I remember saying that. But we had accumulated those things over
years,
many years, where now we're looking to do a spring gear guide. You know, we're not going to go out and buy 13 different items.
No matter how much we love you.
There's your disclosure. And let's start here, all right? So we're going to talk about some kind of cookware items and some kitchen items first. We're kind of grouping these thematically a little bit. We want to start out by talking about the StanSport non-seasoned cast iron Dutch oven with a flat bottom. And you can find this for about $56 online. And you like this product. You've been cooking with this product. And we've had some great meals.
Let me say first, you can go to our website and go on to the RVFTA number 31 post, okay, Spring Gear Guide.
Thank you, yes.
And we will have a picture with a link to every one of these products that we mentioned. If you want to look at if you want to look at that post while we're talking, because it helps you to have a
We've
visual.
We've done that before. We, you know, one of our dear listeners wrote in when we were reviewing RVs and said, hey, it'd be great if you had a picture of all these in one place. So we're going to do our best to do that from now on.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So the North American
Camping Report that we reviewed, we gave you the link. So we're going to, like Stephanie said, we're going to do a blog post, and it's just going to have the photos of each item and a link. So we would encourage you to follow along using that blog post, which will be on the website.
So you can see the picture of the StanSport non-seasoned Dutch oven. Now, why do I like this product? I mentioned in our Spring Resolutions podcast that one of my resolutions this year was to do more campfire cooking. I am a cook, you know, not like professional or anything,
really good cook.
But I was raised in the kitchen. I'm good in the kitchen. Like, I like food. The kids have sort of worn me down a little bit. Like, having three kids under 5 years old definitely limited my sort of culinary, you know, experimentation. So what happened was, when we started RVing with the kids, it was very difficult for me to cook over a campfire and to get going with that
at
all.
When they were very little.
Oh, and I was like, I'm not even going to try. That's crazy. Well, now I'm like itching to do that a little bit. And I mentioned that in my resolutions. So we got gear to try to help me with that. Now, why is this Dutch oven a good pick? I have an expensive, I'm sure everybody knows the brand, the expensive Dutch oven brand, in my kitchen. It is an enamel Dutch oven.
Well, why wouldn't you give us the name?
Le Creuset. Like, everybody has them, you know. Okay. There's a million different versions of that. You might have the Rachel Ray. You might have, the Martha Stewart, right? But they're expensive, and they last forever, so it's worth spending money.
But you don't
money.
Want to be hauling it in and out of the
Well,
RV.
Not only that, but I wouldn't cook with an enamel Dutch oven over a campfire. Okay, I want a non-coated Dutch oven for over the campfire. So I want it a different Dutch oven. I'd never use my nice kitchen one. So now price.
And these are heavy.
Sure.
It's not something you want to carry. I went out to the RV tonight and carried it in here to our studio.
Yeah, we have all the products here.
All the products are out here on the table. And, you know, it's just not something you want to pack every time you go on a trip.
No. I needed one definitely for the camper, and one that would be over the fire. But here's the thing. They are not cheap products. Now, StanSport makes an affordable one.
So that, 56, you're saying, is affordable when compared.
56 is
to
the
others.
Size of the 8-quart. You can also get the 4-quart for about $25. So if you want a 4-quart.
If it's two people, maybe?
Yeah, it could do three or four. Right. You know,
because like I don't see that working for a family of five.
I make a bigger amount, so okay. I want the bigger one. But you would have to pay double that for a lodge or some of the other companies mm-hmm. that make these pots. So this is a significant price savings. And I know that this is an issue for a lot of people that are looking at Dutch ovens. The price of just buying that for your camper, it feels like a lot of money. So I used this. I was pretty successful, right?
The first, the chili you made, the first night, and there was snow on the ground when you were out there cooking. At that first weekend we did at Timberland Lake was awesome.
It was
really,
so good.
Really good.
I was like, oh my gosh, this tastes like my chili.
And I would have to say
it was better.
You said
it was
better.
I don't know. I just think you felt that way because we were
at
the campground.
Well, there's the psychology. Yes, there's totally the psychology.
I don't know if it was better.
You're probably right. It was totally the psychology of eating something cooked over the fire at the campground. But it was delish. And you have a photo up on Instagram. And it was a really nice meal. Yeah. And then there were leftovers as well.
Okay, so I also tried baking in it, cornbread. And our friends, who Lauren, Hector, and their daughters, we ate dinner together. They know.
In Myrtle Beach.
They know that it did not, come out like I might have wanted it to. But it tasted good.
Well, explain.
Good.
Explain. Okay. How did it come out?
I have to figure out the bottom burned faster than it cooked through.
Right.
So I don't know enough about how to manage heat.
Trial and error, dear.
I know.
Right.
I'm fully willing to do that. That's how I've done everything in the kitchen. But because I don't, I'm not like a recipe follower and everything.
Right.
I'm very intuitive. So I had to figure out how to manage heat. I have to do that. And I'll do a little research. I'll try to do it again. But it tasted very good.
It tasted really good. It was gone. It was totally gone. I mean, we plowed through it.
Yeah, the boys were shoveling the crumbs
in. Just aesthetically, the chili was really aesthetically pleasing. If you look at that photo we have up on Instagram, it's like, oh yeah, that looks good, right?
Right.
The cornbread looked like, oh, what went wrong? But then it really tasted good.
Yeah. So I just have to experiment more, and I will. But I think that it's heavy duty. It seasoned well. It held up well to open flame cooking. I'm happy with the product so far. I'm happy with the food it produces. So I think that if you're looking for a budget option,
this is a good one.
This is a good one.
So what are you looking forward to making in this summer? I don't mean to put you on the spot.
Yeah, you are putting me on the spot. But I really want to get the baked goods thing down in there, because I think kids love it, right? Like the apple crispy kind of, what's that monkey bread that the kids love?
You're also making me think a bit about our next product.
Okay, what is it? Oh yeah,
the next product. And at the end, we're each going to give our pick of the litter, like our favorite thing from the show.
the litter.
This may be mine. I haven't decided yet. The Toastite grill.
Yeah.
Okay. And can I read this product description?
Oh,
I know you don't like when I do
like
that, but it's fun.
That.
And this is based on a product that was first made back in 1949. Mm-hmm. It comes in really cool retro packaging. So the advertising for it says, Toastite pies are what everyone yearned for back in the 1940s. These delectable little taste thrills look like miniature pies, crispy brown outside and sealed all around the edge, so the filling won't drip out the back mm-hmm. while you're biting the front. The Toastite is back.
Oh, and it is back. It is back in a big way in our family.
I love this thing.
Holy moly.
I love this. And we're going to be giving away some Toastite grills.
Yes.
Okay.
This is one of our
not this week, but we're going to be giving
stay
away.
Stay tuned.
Now, Stephanie, can you describe what this is? If not, I do have the product.
Okay. No, it's okay. It's two, it's like sort of two, shallow pans, right? And you put a piece of bread in each, on each side, and you have something in the middle. Then they come together. Okay.
Remember, there'll be a picture online.
Right. And they squash together and actually seals it.
Clips mm-hmm. it and seals it.
Clips it and seals it. And the bread, it seals it off, so the bread actually pinches away. So you've got nothing.
The flavor is trapped inside the grill.
That's my theory on this, is that the flavor has nowhere to go.
The flavor is trapped.
It builds up. I made just one night. I mean, I'm telling you, you can put anything into a Toastite.
Yeah, the one night you just, I don't.
I put, I like made the most hot ham and cheese sandwiches. That's it. Okay.
Yeah,
really
and they
silly.
Were wicked.
I put mustard, a honey mustard kind of thing inside of it. And I put ham and cheese. And how good were they? It was a sin how good
they were. The product description says that it makes a luscious, sealed-in, drip-proof sandwich. And it did. It was wickedly good.
Ridiculously good.
Yeah, the retro packaging is so cool. Okay, this is one retro model that won't disappoint.
Well, it's aluminum. It's an aluminum cooking.
And they say they're making it with exactly the same materials as the original.
Super heavy duty. Great. You have to season it. It comes unseasoning. You have no idea what I'm talking about when I talk about seasoning it. He's like looking.
No, I kind of do actually.
Okay, you have to put the oil on and you have to heat it just like you would any of your cast iron pans or whatever. So, okay, we have two of them. We had the longer one.
They sell two different models, one shorter, one longer. Why do we?
14-inch and 22-inch, I think.
Good. Why do we prefer the longer?
So the
I prefer the longer
because it's good for campfire cooking.
It's long enough. Yeah. You're not going to burn your hand.
Now, the shorter one you can use over your stove in the house.
But my argument is you can also use the longer one over the stove in the house.
I guess.
The shorter one over the campfire, you're getting your hand awful close to the campfire.
Right. Yeah. So you might not want to use that. But I used both of them over the course of the last month or so. I did use both of them. I tried them both inside the camper. I did it over the stove in the camper.
Right.
Okay. And I used them over the campfire. Right. And I'm telling you, oh my gosh.
Well, and I didn't
and then what did you do? What was your midnight snack?
Forgive me, listeners. I didn't mention the price.
Oh.
They're both $29.99.
Yeah, long or short.
The long or short. And they do a really nice gift box, which we didn't have, but it looks cool. It comes with an apron. It comes with recipes. It comes with a couple other little things. And that's like 40-something if you check out their website. Now, Stephanie's
right. Oh, and it comes with a little like recipe booklet. With a million things that you can put in your toaster.
If there's like that retro kind of fan in your family or someone you know, this would be an awesome, a really cool gift. Mm-hmm. So you glampers in the know out there, I think you guys would love this.
Yeah.
And people into the retro Shastas and all that, you Airstream people as well.
It matches.
Now, I made something delicious the Toastite, and you mocked me, but it was so
horrifying.
Good. So when we were in Myrtle Beach, Stephanie and I both took turns going on kayak tours.
Yeah.
Okay. So the night Stephanie went on her turn doing the kayak tour, you went with Theo. I ordered pizza in Myrtle Beach.
Because what else would you do? You can make dinner.
Of course, Daddy was in charge of dinner.
Pizza.
I ordered pizza.
In Myrtle Beach.
No, just generally speaking, ordering pizza in the South the Midwest is a mistake.
Sorry, guys. We're from
New
Jersey.
I'm not going to even apologize to any of you listeners out there. I'm sorry. Ordering pizza in Myrtle Beach was a mistake. I ordered pizza. It was the globby cheese, the mushy bread. It just was not good at all. I mean, we could barely eat this pizza, and we are spoiled here at the Jersey Shore, okay? But I packed up the leftovers. I put all the leftover pizza in the fridge. And notice before I called it bread. I can't even call it crust, what was on this thing. So I packed it all away anyway because I didn't want to throw it out. So the next night rolls around, and it was towards the end of our campfire. It was probably 10 or 10:30, and I had the munchies. You know how the munchies can hit you around the campfire, right? Right? I mean, you get your, what do you get? You get your bag of chips or whatever. And we didn't really have any snacks. The camp store was closed. So I went into the fridge, opened the fridge, and there's all of that pizza from the night before. So I look at the pizza, and then I see the Toastite grill on the counter.
It was still on the counter.
So I took a slice of pizza. I folded it in half. I put it inside the Toastite grill.
Right.
Kind of clipped off the edges of it so it's sealed, brought it out, put it over the campfire for maybe 10 minutes.
Probably, yeah, 5 and 5.
Having no idea what was going to happen. Opened it up. I pulled out my kind of little pizza sandwich, and it was delicious.
It was like a Hot Pocket.
It was like a Hot Pocket.
You made like
No, it was better than a Hot Pocket. The crust, which I couldn't have even called crust the night before. It was like mushy bread. It was crisp. And the flavor, the sauce, the cheese, it was better. Pizza was better the second night using the Toastite grill than it was the first night when it was delivered fresh to my site.
So then you proceeded to do that like every night.
Oh, I used up all that pizza.
Yeah, there was a slice of pizza.
So look, as you can tell, we like the Toastite grill. At $29.95, you need to go buy one.
Yeah.
And we're also going to be giving a few of those away, but that's going to be coming up in another episode.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next item is an item we reviewed before, but we really wanted to include it in the spring gear guide. Now, what item is that, and why did we want to include it again?
Okay, so we've got the Camp Casual 12-piece dish set, and we did review this on another podcast, but it was after our Christmas gift guide. So we did just want to include it in our gear guide because this is one of our favorite RV products. When we reviewed it, we had a giveaway with it also, and it just set
such
off
a
like
response.
A sensation. Everybody wanted these dishes so badly. People were like,
and
I love these.
Look, it's the retro design. It's so, got beautiful retro design.
That's what it is. It's retro colors. It's got kind of that like olive green, the pinky, the blue.
And each one has a different camper in a different campground setting.
It has a Class A, an Airstream, a sort of a teardroppy looking travel trailer.
And all in beautiful natural state park-like settings.
Yeah.
The plates are gorgeous.
Okay, it's BPA free.
What is the material made?
The melamine plastic.
The melamine. They're very tough. You can drop them. They're not going to break.
Right. And they're dishwasher safe. And it has four large plates, four small plates, and four bowls.
Retails for $49.99.
Right. So we used
the whole set.
We got these. We were reviewing them. We had them in our house. And I told one of the I told her, I said, look, I'm going to be honest with you. We didn't even take them on our first camping trip.
Because we've been using them in the house all winter.
I forgot to bring them into the camper. They're like everybody's favorite plates.
Well, basically, the boys use the bowls for their cereal.
All the time.
They use the plates for their dinners. And it's nice as they're not glass. The boys are not going to, they couldn't break these if they tried.
Yeah. So we love
tough.
Them.
They've held up to being washed top rack.
Yes.
Now for 3 months we've been washing them.
We've been using them. We used them all winter.
So the quality is really good, and the design is fun. And I think we really wanted to include this again in the spring gear guide because it's such a fun product.
It's a fun product, and it's hard to find fun RV products. It's all like so like. You know, I don't know, utilitarian, right?
Well, everyone's seen the Coleman stuff at, you know, Walmart or Kmart, and it's looked the same for years.
This
and there's no design quality. And yes, are you going to pay more for a product with artwork and design on it? You are.
Right. So this company is going to have other products coming out, and we're excited to see them. Honestly,
absolutely.
We think that they're doing something. They're filling a niche. And we think...
Yeah, we do. We think this is going to be a big company in the RV industry.
We really believe that. We think that their people are going to love their stuff.
And whoever's doing their artwork, whether that's in-house or out of house, is really good.
You know, and it's fun. It's just fun. And when you're camping, you want fun things.
And look, the next generation of RVers, you know, buying RVs right now, it's not all just utilitarian camping. I mean, we know that people want more of their glamping or fancy camping. Or
so we're going to get these out into the camper and we will have pictures.
Yeah, we'll take some fun pictures then next time we go camping. I do want to get them out in the camper.
All right.
Okay, so our last sort of kitchen item is the Krupps blade grinder.
Which we've had forever.
This is something we bought years ago. And it's lasted now about three camping seasons.
Because now it's just our camper grinder. We have
have a burr grinder with coffee snobs. I'm a coffee slob. We have a nice burr grinder in the house, but this is $29.99.
For the stainless steel.
For the stainless steel one. And the entire thing is not stainless steel,
right.
But it's sort of got a sheet of stainless steel around
it. But you can get the one that's just all black for
cheaper. An all black plastic one, if you don't care about the stainless steel, for $19.99. Mm-hmm. And one of the look, we're coffee people. If you listen to the podcast, you know that. If you go camping or RVing, you're probably a coffee person too. And the reason I strongly recommend having a small grinder like this that you keep in your pop-up or keep in your Class A is that the thing that you can do to make – the easiest thing you can do to make your coffee better is to grind the beans fresh in the morning. Okay? I mean, that is going to make a major difference in the taste of your coffee. And for $20, you can just buy whole bean coffee, grind it in the morning. You're going to get a better cup of coffee. Okay? So do you like this product as well?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know me. Whatever. I love the taste of coffee, but I can't get into the making of it.
Yeah, I've kind of really become interested in really trying to make the best possible
cup.
But
we moved to French press this season, so we're happy about that.
Loving it.
And we were talking about like off the grid coffee, kind of like unplugging our coffee situation. And so you went.
Oh, right.
You were going to get rid of this.
I went to Turnstile Coffee Roasters, which is sort of our home base for coffee here at the Jersey Shore, best coffee shop at the Jersey Shore. And I asked him, I was like, look, I'm thinking maybe I'll buy a blade grinder because a real
hand.
But a real coffee person will say you need a burr grinder.
Yeah.
but a hand cranked one. Burr grinder.
Right.
And the owner of the coffee shop, Mike, who knows us, he did a whole episode with us. He's like, I'm not sure you want to do that, right? So he's like telling me, I don't know if you want to buy my product.
Yeah.
And he said, it might just kind of take too long for
you
to grind your beans.
He opened a box.
He said, I want you to actually grind some beans here and see if this is what you want to do every morning, because he knows we're up at 6.
Yeah.
He knows the boys are up at 6. So we unboxed it. He put beans in it, and I was grinding it and grinding it. And, you know, after a minute of grinding, there was, like, hardly anything in there. And I think I made a smart decision to not get that.
I would have freaked.
Yeah. I mean, look, if you're doing a two-week hike or something and you want a grinder in your backpack,
right,
go for it.
No.
But if you have electricity, use the – I mean, look,
all right, so,
as one of our listeners wrote in once, I have an RV. I'm going to use the luxuries that it provides.
Right.
And in this case, we have electricity, so.
Okay. All right. So this is what we're sticking with.
So that wraps up sort of the food/kitchen type mm-hmm. items, and we'll be back with a lot more great products here.
Yeah.
And we'll be announcing our big giveaway.
In this next segment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's big.
It's big.
You want it.
It's actually physically big.
All right. Right.
And it's really awesome.
All right.
Bye-bye. We'll be back. So for the next group of products that we want to review and recommend, we're going to talk about either clothing or clothing-related items. So we have some great stuff here, and we're going to reveal the big giveaway in just a couple minutes. Towards the end.
Yeah.
So the first item we want to recommend, because we actually like to get outside in the rain in our family, right? When we're camping and spring camping, we don't let the rain keep us inside unless it's pouring.
No, but it took us a little while to learn that, and we did not have good rain gear when we first started RVing.
We didn't have any, yeah. Any
and good rain gear. That is something that feeds into my little, like, the money spending thing that I have. It's difficult for me, especially with growing kids, to spend money on products that they'll grow out of that you may or may not use every day.
So we buy things a little big.
Yeah. Well, that's the great thing about rain gear is you can buy it really big.
Yeah.
And it can last longer than you thought. But eventually, after we had probably been RVing for about 2 years, we ended up with good rain gear for the kids.
And so we recommend the Trail Model rain jackets. Now they come in kid sizes
from
L.L. Bean.
Mm-hmm.
They come in kid sizes. They come in adult sizes. So the kid sizes start at $59. The adult sizes go up to about $79. Mm-hmm. And then actually you can get fleece lined versions of
right.
the same coats for like the fall, or even I actually wear mine into the winter for about $89.
And there's ones that zip and unzip the fleece, right?
So they, not on this product.
Oh, not on that.
Not
there's
on
another
product.
One that you can
yeah,
zip and unzip.
A different one that
okay.
In this case, you're buying one or the other.
Okay.
And I actually have both. I have one without the fleece and one with the fleece.
Of course you do.
Well, I use it for my winter jacket, for goodness sake. Now, you said you hate spending the money mm-hmm. on things like this for kids, like $60 for a kid's raincoat. But also, we have to say, with L.L. Bean, if it zips or breaks, you bring it back.
Right. We actually bought these for last year, and they still fit comfortably this year. So I am getting 2 seasons out of this. And we have always had wonderful raincoats now for them for 2 seasons.
Yeah,
that
they're colorful. They're mm-hmm. stylish. You know, this may sound corny to you. They look good in pictures.
Yeah, they pop.
They pop in pictures. And I don't know if Stephanie will agree with this, but I also think you can kind of almost dress up a little in them. Like, I wear mine to work, and it doesn't seem out of place to wear it to work with a collared shirt and khaki pants underneath.
Your raincoat.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
These look kind of casual/dressy to me.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, snarky. All right. But anyway, for me, they work. I wear
yeah.
this. I wear this coat to work. It's also just good as a windbreaker.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's kind
right.
of a windy day with a little bit of a chill in the air, I don't just wear it when it's raining.
Mm-hmm. And we've been having those days here in New Jersey right now in the spring, and the boys have been wearing them to school. The days that it's
yeah.
a little chilly, it's really way too warm for a coat.
And there's a lot of smart design on this. Okay, so the hoods don't fall off their
right.
heads.
Right. They have a little,
okay?
and
there's
they have
like
a little,
clinch. They have a little beak or whatever.
It's
you
a little
call
beak
it.
That comes off the front too. So when it's raining hard, the water definitely funnels away
right.
from their face.
I think that's a major difference between a cheap raincoat mm-hmm. and a good one is the way the hood works or
yeah.
doesn't work,
mm-hmm.
and they work really nicely on this.
Yeah.
Lots of pockets, lots of storage, a great product.
Right.
And to me, like, I don't flinch at the $59 price point for a kid's raincoat
here. If you want to be outside with your kids. You need good raincoats. And because you can't think of a rainy day as being stuck inside the camper
watching movies all day. We do not do that. If it's pouring, it's pouring. Then we still go out, but we do something inside.
Mm-hmm. But a little drizzle, it's so
a little
nice
drizzle.
To go
we'll go
jumping.
On a hike. We'll go puddle mm-hmm. jumping. When the kids get older, I see playing a wiffle ball game at the campground in the rain. Okay,
it's fine. So speaking of rain,
the next product is by a company called My Mayu, mm-hmm. and they are toddler play boots.
Right.
And we have a pair for Wesley that Wesley has been testing.
Oh my God.
For the past few months.
Mm-hmm. And this is honestly one of my favorite products.
Price point?
The price point is about $50. They're $48.95 normally, okay? And then right now they're on sale on the website because I was looking today.
They're on sale for about $40-ish now?
Yeah, so it's a good time of year to buy some spring.
Now, you said you really love this product. Why?
Now, there anybody that has kids that goes to the campground knows their shoes get wet, even when it's not raining, okay? It's wet in the morning usually from dew.
That's
so
right.
When you send your kids outside in their sneakers in the morning, if they're going to get those sneakers wet just running
unless
through
the
like
rain. Unless it's like 11
o'clock. And sneakers take forever to dry, okay?
Right.
So these boots are amazing. They're like rain boots, but
they have a rubber kind of sole.
They're a rubber sole just like rain boots would, but they have this soft, flexible fabric that they're made out of, okay, for the rest of it besides the sole. So they squish down, first of all, totally flat. So you can store them with no space.
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't think about that.
Okay, you can pack them in a suitcase, no
space. Also colorful.
Totally flat.
Good style, good color.
Now, they cinch right around the bottom foot. And they cinch around the top up by the knee so that water can't get inside. Now, if you know regular rain boots, water can get inside because it's all wide
right.
around the leg. These cinch up. Wesley has played in puddles, in snow, in everything.
He has had these in the snow.
And his feet have been
warm and dry. And there's also now there's a layer a layer inside for warmth, correct?
Yes, so you can also buy a liner.
Okay.
And there's
that's
a
separate.
Liner. Right. They call these basically three-season boots. These are not snow boots.
Right.
Okay. These are three-season boots. So you would use them.
Though he
spring,
did, Wes
summer,
wore
fall.
Them in the
he
snow,
did.
But it wasn't that cold out.
No, it wasn't.
Day.
It was like our spring snow kind of a thing.
And he looked adorable.
Well, he loves them. Here's the thing. They're so flexible. He's at the playground. No problem in them.
That's true.
A kid can run and jump and play in these. And every single time he wore them, I had parents coming up to me and asking me where I got them.
Well, anytime we put a photo up of Wes, not even with the intention of advertising the product, but just we were putting up photos of Wes on Instagram, people were saying, what are those?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, and on Facebook, we put up a photo at the campground, and somebody said, what are those boots he's wearing?
Yeah, and they're not a clunky rubber sole, like you said.
That's
it really is kind of like a shoe there at the bottom.
Snow boots. Kids can't even walk in snow boots. These, he can run in. He wants to wear them to preschool sometimes.
A daddy has let him wear them to preschool.
And he does.
Few,
he wears them
times.
All day, and it's fine.
Yeah, he asked to put these on, and he's been wearing them a bunch, and they still look brand new. So my guess is the quality's good. It's not like we've tested this thing for a year or two, but the quality on this product looks good.
I love these. And
I do, too. And I love – look, that sale price of $40 looks really –
they're
like
not
a
available
really nice
yet,
price point.
But the website says that they're making the boys –
We are going to purchase them with our own cash money for Max and Theo.
And that just shows how much we love this product. Is that in a second when they put them out for the older boys, we will buy them for Max and Theo. Because there's nothing better that I would like to do than put them on in the morning and have them run outside.
And they have
of the
lots of bright, solid colors. But they also, for the little kids like Wes, they have
characters.
Ones like a fox or a little character on it.
Yeah.
So definitely a great pick. Now, after all this stuff gets wet and gross and disgusting and you're on an RV trip – you're going to need somewhere to put it if you're not doing laundry right away.
Yeah.
Now, this is a product I love. It's from Camping World. It's just called a collapsible container.
That's what it is.
It's a collapsible container. It's called Collapsible Container Black.
Mm-hmm.
And last time we checked on Camping World, it was on sale for $9.97.
That was
we
today.
We own two of these, okay? And we loved this using this in the RV so much last summer, I bought one to use at home.
Ugh.
So we use it to transport our laundry at home. and we keep both of them in the camper on trips, and they're collapsible.
Right.
And then there's buckles that clip them together, mm-hmm. so you can kind of slide them under the bed.
Totally flat.
Can totally mm-hmm. storm away. And when you open it up, it pops up to, what would you say, that's about 3 feet tall or something like that?
Yeah, 2.5, maybe.
And that we throw all the dirty laundry in there. I mean, nothing can make the RV a wreck more than having clothes yeah. and towels and all that stuff all over the floor.
Now, in the reviews, people said, oh, we use this for a garbage can. We put the garbage bag inside of it.
In the picture, they show basketballs and soccer balls
right,
in it.
To like collect them around your campground. Right. So this has a lot of different uses. We pretty much exclusively use it for clothing, and it's perfect for us. In fact, last time we found out that we could kind of put it on the top bunk for laundry and get it out of the way. You kind of like pull it down, put the clothes in, and it pops right back up. So yeah. we really like that. I mean, we just think that for the money, this
for 10
is
bucks,
such
it's good.
A usable
it's,
product.
It's fairly sturdy. It's held up. And what I would say, though, is if you really are dealing with a lot of wet, soggy laundry, don't fill it to the brim because the handles, you might not
if
be able to take it.
To carry
so if you're really doing heavy-duty yeah. laundry, you want to fill this up mm-hmm. about three-quarters of the way. But for sports equipment and stuff like that, you know, this has a wide variety of uses for 10
bucks.
And when
you're not using it, it's away. And it's not
yeah,
camping
head
room.
To Camping World.
Yeah.
Now, for those items that you are going to need to hang up to dry, we have a really great product to recommend, and we're giving one away.
Okay.
Okay, so it's a company named Stromberg Carlson. They've been in the RV industry for quite a long time. They make all kinds of accessories for RVs. This is called the Extend-A-Line. And we use this. We tested this all week in Myrtle Beach because mm-hmm. our family, we love to swim. The boys love the pool. They love the ocean. We end up with lots of wet towels, lots of wet bathing suits, wet rash guards, wet life jackets.
So, and we play in the rain. So we wind yeah. up with wet, you know,
so
everything.
This Extend-A-Line is pretty ingenious. And one of the reasons I really wanted to try this was because a few years back when we went to New England, to Vermont, you bought one of those, what would you call
yeah,
it, kind of a pop-up rack
yeah,
to have to dry laundry on.
Everybody has like in their laundry room, right? Just the foldable rack, you extend
collapsible
it.
Rack. And look, it broke at the end of the trip. You know, it was $15. It broke at the end of the trip.
Yeah.
So this is a really, really sturdy product.
And then the other option is always hanging up a clothesline between two trees. Half of the time.
Well, some campgrounds won't even let you do that.
Right. You can't do it.
We've
then
been
the
asked
other
to remove
half of
those.
The time, you can't have, you don't have two trees to do it.
Right.
Some, you've got the fence and you're throwing the towels over and people don't like that. So it's an issue.
Yeah. So this mounts on the ladder, your RV ladder. And
yes.
it will mount on any ladder, okay? And it's a large product. I mean, it's definitely a few feet long, mm-hmm. Okay? But it mounts right on the ladder. And when I first pulled it out of the box, I thought, oh, man, how is this going to mount on the ladder?
It was easy, right?
Well, they say it mounts in less than 30 seconds. And when you hear those types of claims, it's always like, you're right, okay? It took me 10 seconds. This thing mounts so quickly. You just attach it over the ladder rungs and you just tighten it.
Mm-hmm.
And it tightens on. They say that there's six different arms and each one holds up to 10 pounds. Now, we put heavy, wet towels yeah. on each of those Extend-A-Lines, mm-hmm. the six lines, plus swimsuits, plus
yeah, we had
guards,
all of our wet stuff.
And honestly, it truly did hold that
and
weight.
And it didn't feel at all like it was bowing or anything.
Not at all.
Under
not
the,
at all.
Yeah, it's really heavy
this
duty.
Is a sturdy product. I mean, it retails, I believe it's $89.95 at Camping World. But it's a really solid product
right.
that's going to last you
so
a lifetime.
In the world of real finances, like we're real people. We get
right.
it. That seems like, oh, that much money for a
place to hang wet
place
stuff.
Place to hang wet stuff. But then at the same time, we tend to be those kinds of people that, wait a minute, are we going to buy the cheap thing over and over
I
and
hate that.
Over again?
I hate throwing away those cheap things.
Right. Or maybe this is the kind of thing where if
right.
we're going to be RVing all the time,
right.
which we are, and we always love
or
to
swimming.
Swim,
right.
this is something that we'll use over and over and over
And
again.
What you really liked about it, it has these six arms that,
yeah.
that come out and you can kind of like spread them out. That when you're not using them, you can fold them all back
yeah.
flat against
flat
the
against
RV.
The camper. You
and
don't even
it's
know
totally
it's there.
Like out of sight, out of mind. They do recommend you do not drive with this on. Okay,
oh,
you don't
yeah.
want to leave
oh,
this on
God,
permanently.
No.
You want to take it off after each use.
Would so, somebody do that?
Oh, people would do it, of
come
course.
On.
So this is a great recommendation. recommendation.
And people came over and asked us about this.
Oh, no, people were stopping and looking at it and saying, you know, when does this come out? And I felt so cool at one point because I was like, you know, I don't think it's out yet. But it is, it's out. Yeah, it's out now on Camping World's website. I believe it's in their stores. So great company, great product, and we're giving one away.
We are.
Thanks to Stromberg Carlson.
We're really happy to give one away.
This is a big giveaway. And so how are our listeners going to enter to win the Stromberg Carlson Extend-A-Line?
Okay. So we're going to do it just like we've done it in the past, where you can enter on Facebook, and you can also enter on Instagram, right? Through either tagging someone on Instagram to show them this product, or on Facebook to comment and tag somebody on Facebook. Same thing.
You're not going to do a contest hopper?
Oh, I'll do a contest hopper too.
Do a contest hopper. Some people like the contest hopper.
I do. So there's the three platforms. You can go on Facebook and you can tag somebody.
So we'll put a photo up of the product.
Yep, okay. Yep.
And maybe we'll do that throughout the week because they sent us good product photos.
Okay.
So we'll put up those photos. And if we do, just tag somebody and say, I want this.
Yeah, yeah. And then on our website, I always put up a contest hopper if you want to enter in your email address and enter the contest that way. And on Instagram, you tag somebody under any of the picture.
We'll put up the product picture on Instagram as well to give you the visual. And if you tag somebody and say, hey, I want this Extend-A-Line, you're entered. Or if you just want to do it the old-fashioned way through the contest hopper. Now, do we allow multiple entries?
Of course.
Yes, we do.
Of course we do.
Yes,
we love our listeners. And our
get involved,
who
get excited
follow us
about
on
this.
Facebook and Instagram and blah blah blah. So of course you can.
So this is an awesome giveaway for us. She does make the rules. So again, thanks to Stromberg Carlson, and we're going to pick the winner Friday, and we'll announce it on next week's podcast.
So every week
we'll have a new product.
And
the next week we'll announce the lucky winner.
Yeah.
This is cool. This is cool. Okay. So our
this
last.
This is a good one.
This
You'll
is
be happy
a good one. $84 value. Gosh. And you will like this. We were rocking this thing all week long with all the wet stuff on it.
Okay.
You'll be cool at the campground.
Last item.
Is
for me.
A little something a little more fashionable.
Yeah. I like to hearken back to things I say because I usually follow through. I'm a good follow thrower.
I am.
You're a follow thrower. So, back on our holiday gift guide, we were talking about things that maybe we wanted to get. And I said I wanted a cross satchel, like a crossbody satchel. Because
you really wanted one.
Yeah, I did, because I know what would make me happy. I pay attention to what would make me happy. And we are not diaper bag people. I'm not a backpack
You have
person.
Not had a diaper bag
no,
in
never.
A long time.
People gave me diaper bags when I was like
I had a diaper
twins,
bag and you didn't
did,
have a diaper
you
did. Bag.
You had like the man dad bag.
The diaper
or
dude,
whatever.
Double duty bag.
Whatever. I was like, I have no use for things that drag me down. I hate that. Like, I always felt like, especially with twins, I think it was a twin thing, I need to be hands-free. Right, the last thing I need to be doing is worrying about bags. So that's always been very important to me. Now, I did not feel like I had the perfect traveling bag, that purse. What would happen was I'd leave my purse in the car, like basically the entire time we were on vacation.
Right. And I'd like. Because you didn't want to have it on a hike.
No.
Or just,
and I'd be like just grabbing out my wallet, my phone, whatever. And I was like, this is so
and
silly.
And then you're leaving all that stuff in the car to be
absolutely.
Stolen.
Absolutely. I know. Like it was totally ridiculous. So I said, I need to like. Find something better. Well, I went on the hunt.
And you really looked for a long time for this.
Yeah. I found this bag and I thought I'll give this a try. This is the Keen Montclair mini bag. You can find it on all of the typical e-bags. What's the shoe one that people order from all the time?
Oh, Zappos?
Online. Zappos. Yeah, okay. They have it, right? You can find it on all those websites that have the bags and the shoes and everything. So anyway, the Keen Montclair mini bag. I ordered it. At the same time, I happened to get a couple of nice purses from some people. I'm not a person with nice purses, generally. I'm not a person that has the Coach bag or this or that. Well, it just It just happened to be a weird sort of a situation where I was gifted a couple of like designer bags, and I happened to get this bag in
like
the mail.
Within a couple weeks of each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I love this bag so much. These poor designer bags are sitting there. For the first time in my life, I have two designer bags, now, and they're sitting
product
there.
And price point again?
All right. So this is about $50, it give or take, depending Keen on where
Montclair
you buy it.
It's the Keen Montclair mini bag.
Yeah, yeah. And it is a cross-satchel bag.
Now, a subtle design on the strap, but a very pretty design.
A little graphic, okay. It comes in a couple, brown and like more of a denim kind of a color. Now, it has a flap with a magnet in it, which is super important to me. It means it closes without any effort, and it actually closes. I don't have to zip it. I don't have to button it. It's
so good
closes.
When you're sort of on the run.
It also has the perfect pocket structure inside. It has a back zip. I keep all of our receipts in there when we're traveling.
Cash in there? Is that where you put
no,
the cash?
No, okay. I keep receipts.
She hasn't told me where she keeps the cash.
I have receipts in there. The inside is the exact right size for my phone, chapstick, my wallet, like my little mini wallet, my change purse, any like lipstick or Tylenol or like any little thing.
So it's
thing
small
like
enough
that.
To be really portable, but yet it holds everything you
it
want.
It holds all of those
items. For a day when we're spending the whole day doing activities.
It's all I'm using for my purse now.
Right.
It really ends up being, I keep grabbing it and I keep meaning to transfer back to my like, quote unquote real purse. And I cannot tell you again how many people have said, oh, let me look at that bag. That's a great bag. Right. I cannot tell you how many
moms
have
said. Keen makes good products. We like Keen.
I love it. When we're in a museum, someplace crowded, when we're traveling, it's around my body. It's in the front of my body. So I don't have to worry about it hanging off my shoulder. It's in the front of my body, and I have two hands free to hold on to kids' hands. Love it. It's my favorite bag ever.
Awesome. Now, I think we neglected to mention that we're going to be giving away a pair of the Mai Mayu boots, correct?
Yeah, we are. Yes.
Okay,
that'll
so
be another week.
That'll be another week. We'll be back in a minute with the last four products that we're going to review, some kind of outdoor gear. We'll be back in a second. We are back with four more great products to make you have a great spring camping season. So the next product is the Nightstick Dual Light with dual magnets. It is like the niftiest flashlight I've ever owned. Okay, it retails for about $32. I love this light. Okay, so I received a sample from the company. I've also bought a few.
And
I've
actually bought a
bought a few as gifts.
Yes,
okay?
You have.
So what I love about this light is that, you know, it's a straight up flashlight. Then it also has a floodlight, okay? A floodlight that points down. And I used this while we were camping in Myrtle Beach at nighttime. And it's beautiful because it lights up the ground all around you. It puts a circle of light around you as you're walking, which is really great for nighttime at the campground. The other reason I love it is that it has two really strong magnets on it.
That's my
favorite
part.
So it can magnetize right to the fridge.
We have one now on our RV fridge, and I love it.
We're keeping one on the RV fridge. I keep one in my truck, and I keep one in the house. On the rare occasion when you have to go out and mess around with anything on the camper, whether you're dumping the black and gray tanks or messing around with the propane, these magnets clip right onto the frame of the RV. And in multiple different ways and multiple different situations, I used it for that. Okay, one night I went out to turn the propane on. It was dark, and I clipped this on magnetically. So it's a really multi-purpose light. It's also waterproof. I'll be honest with you, I did not test that. Okay. I did not use it in the rain. When you look at it, you might say, oh, $32.
Right. And that's how I am. I'm like, honey, you're spending $32 on a flashlight.
It's LED. It's a flashlight and a floodlight.
Yep.
And it has the two magnets and has a really nice strong belt clip. And they're saying it's waterproof. And it actually comes with the batteries.
Yeah.
So I'm very comfortable with the price point, considering that you're getting a flashlight and a floodlight. So if you're using the flashlight and the floodlight at the same time, you've illuminated the ground around your feet and the direction you're moving in. And then the magnets kind of take it over the top. It's just a really, really fun flashlight.
Yeah, and I think
highly recommend it.
It's another one of those products that you can buy ones for much cheaper. but you can spend a little more money. And I think that these flashlights will be around for a
long
time.
Yeah, and
now.
I've been using this thing nonstop. I have to say, I've been using this nonstop, and I keep buying more of them. And we're going to be giving away.
I'm cutting you off.
And we're going to be giving away two of these in a coming in an episode coming up.
Yep.
Okay, so you got to stay tuned to the next four shows. We're going to definitely have giveaways on each of those shows. So the next product might be a good one if you're thinking about something to buy for Dad for Father's Day. Right, so every RVer or every camper wants a camp axe, and we really recommend products by Estwing. They are really beautifully
right.
crafted tools. So this is the Estwing Sportsman's Axe with sheath.
And, it does have
and it's
a sheath.
Got kind of a fun sheath with, how would you describe that design?
It's like an etching, a little leaf
like
acorn.
Like an etching of acorns.
You know,
leaf.
Outdoorsy.
It has a leather handle. It's one piece of forged steel, so it's really, really strong. And this is, it sounds corny, this is the type of tool that I'll give my kids one day. This is going to be around longer than I'm going to be around. And for $32, it's a great deal. It's made in America. They're really beautiful tools and obviously really functional, and just so much better than maybe that camp axe you'd pick up at Walmart for about $15. You know, you spend $32, you're getting something with a leather handle, all forged, one piece.
You lent another Estwing product to our neighbor down
yeah,
in
my,
Myrtle
my
Beach.
This is not even my favorite Estwing product. Okay, this is your standard camp axe. I love, and I've recommended on the Christmas Gear Guide, that their Fireside Friend, which is a splitting tool.
Right. Now, he just needed one, and you loaned it to them. You didn't say anything about it to him. You weren't like, oh, this is a great axe. I love this axe. You just loaned it. And he came back, and he said, oh, I love this.
Yeah,
he was going on about it. That's
I mean,
the thing
it
is,
splits the
a
firewood
difference.
Like a knife going through butter. I mean, it's like you tap a piece of firewood and it splits, as long as the, you know, it's the workable kind of wood. So I've recommended the Fireside Friend before, but then also if you just want that standard camp axe, and pretty much every guy's got one in his camping
kit.
Well,
you should. You should have one.
Yeah, for making kindling, or who knows what you use a camp axe for. You use it for so many different things.
You always have an axe.
I would say, spend the extra $15.
Not when you travel.
Camp. Get an Estwing axe. It's made in America, and it's a beautiful tool. A nice gift for Dad on Father's Day. Okay, so the next product we're going to recommend is insect repellent, right?
Sure.
Because as we head into the summer, bugs are a reality of camping. And this is Off Botanicals. It's a plant-based repellent by Johnson, and it's $10 or $11.
Yeah, and it's about $10. It depends on where you buy it. But, there's a lot of natural bug repellents out there, and I have tried a lot of them, and I can honestly say I have a very difficult time finding one of the natural solutions that works.
At a reasonable price, too, right?
And and then you can also do a lot of things where you can burn certain things in your campfire, whatever. You can Google search that and find different natural.
Or you can use chemicals and give off all kinds of
vapors.
Then
the other option when you're camping outside and you have a lot of mosquitoes or whatever is to be like spraying chemicals all over your kids.
Right.
So this is a nice medium. This is not the most natural solution, and it also is not DEET, okay? So it's in the middle. All right. Now, what I like about this is the spray, but it also there's also a cream that you can use. And for
kids, there is a cream. I forgot.
There's a cream. And for kids, that's really important because little kids, you don't want to spray around their face,
Good
but you
point.
Can put the cream on their neck or something.
And this
like
spray
that.
Bottle, again, the $11 might sound expensive. A bottle of this lasted us all camping season.
Oh, yeah. You don't
year.
Need a lot of it.
Yeah, I'm going to spray it on my arm.
Why
right
are
now
you doing
because
that?
Because I just want to do it because I can.
There's no bugs in our house.
How about the smell? How about the smell?
Because okay,
I think it actually smells really good.
It does. It does. It smells. Like you're holding the arm in front of the microphone.
I'm holding my arm in front of your nose, dear, because I want you to smell it.
It smells like laundry.
I think it has a pleasant odor. It's not an overpowering odor. So I really like this. We've been using this now for four camping seasons.
Yeah, a while.
And you can – I think you can get this at Walmart. You can kind of get this just about
anywhere. Oh, sure.
It's anywhere.
That's not,
like
it's not
a
boutique
specialty
product.
Product. Now, for our last item – you have to remember to have fun when you go camping, right? I mean, once you've taken care of your rain gear and you've cooked all the nice meals, it might be time to whip out a game to play with the kids, either inside or outside.
And we wanted to include our very favorite traveling family game.
Smash hit at home and in the RV.
Right. Because we recommend it. We have recommended this game. It's called Spot It. And it is a card game in a tin. And we've recommended this game before. But we got two new ones.
Spot It on the Road and Spot It Gone Camping. How awesome to have in the RV.
Yeah.
And the tins are really nice and aesthetically pleasing and really great design if you care about such things. And let's like open up the Spot It Gone Camping.
Okay. Let's talk about the fact that the tin really, it doesn't get squashed. It's just easy.
I could throw
this tin of cards in my purse. Okay. You can just kind of throw it anywhere and take it with you. And it's not like a card game in a cardboard box that gets like all smushed in.
Yeah. The tin is nice.
So that's nice.
And it retails for about $11.
And it's small. And all ages like this game. The kids
love
it.
This game.
And it's fun for the adults to play too.
It's fun and fast paced. And what, you know what's fascinating? I really try hard to win when I play with the boys.
It's not
I am
a
not
given.
Letting them win.
It's not a given that the
but
adults
I lose
win.
A lot.
They're
so
good.
It's a fascinating game because you're kind of on a level playing field. Mm-hmm. With a 5 or 6 year old. So everyone, when mom and dad play, we are actually challenged and having fun, and so are they.
Yeah, I think this is the best compact.
And can you explain how you play?
Game. Yeah, so it's just a matching game, right? So
you throw out two cards,
and as many people can play, that's another thing I love about it, is that two people can play, or eight people really can play.
Right, it could be a party.
Whatever, it could be anything. So then everybody just searches for, there's only ever one card. I mean, one picture on the two cards that matches. And we've talked about this before. We have no idea how this works. But whatever, there's one picture and the first person to yell like, tent, tent.
Well, let's talk about what's on these. So the Spot It Gone Camping has like a frog, a tent, an axe.
The bug spray.
S'mores, bug spray.
The travel trailer.
A hawk, an acoustic guitar.
And what matches on these two cards? Acorn, acorn.
Acorn, acorn. So you get this set.
Yes.
Let's do another one. Let's see who can win this one.
All right.
What is it? It's harder than you think. It's challenging.
This is
embarrassing.
You've just ruined this segment.
Moon.
All right, I just
cursed.
You just. We're a family-friendly show.
Okay, the kids are asleep.
All right, so I just won two rounds. That's how it goes.
You just won two rounds.
All right.
But it's fun though. It is, and it takes you. It's harder than you think to make the match. So look, we recommend Spot It on the Road or Spot It Gone Camping to keep in the camper.
Yes, it's just a great product. We love it.
All right, so we'll be back in a second to wrap up this week's Spring Gear Guide. Thank you so much for joining us for episode 31 of RV FTA for our spring gear guide. Thanks again to Stromberg Carlson for agreeing to give away an Extend-A-Line, which is a really awesome product at about an $85 value. You can sign up to win on our website or on Facebook or Instagram, as we mentioned already. So to wrap things up here, we had a couple of items we wanted to recommend on the show, but for various reasons we couldn't recommend on the show. We're not trashing anything here, but what is your item that you wanted to get on the show and couldn't get on the show?
Well, so for a couple months ago, I had grand hopes. Santa dropped off a couple of snackies for the kids in their stockings at Christmas. All right. He put snackies in each of their stockings, which is pretty cool. And I was like, wow, that might be the perfect traveling thing, right? Because it's a seen on TV product. Okay.
What is the snackies again? I'm sorry. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's the cup that has the straw that goes through.
Oh, yeah. The snackies.
Yes, the snackies.
Yeah.
But then the sort of dish on the top for the snack. So I had in my head, once I saw them in their stocking from Santa, I thought, well, that might be perfect for our road trips and our camping trips, right? Like each one of them got it, and we'll see. Well, the quality just wasn't there. They don't twist on right. The after a few times of use, I just felt like the snack part wasn't sitting right on the cup. So we're still like using those big cups, and we're using the straws, but like we don't actually use the snackies altogether. So I had high hopes for that, and they were dashed. My as seen on TV hopes did not follow through.
Well, at least the product products that you were hoping to recommend exists. Yeah. So I wanted to recommend a product called Campin Cool.
Which you
by
loved.
A company, I think out of New Hampshire, called Sam's Natural. And it's a lotion that you put on that keeps the bugs away.
You loved
I
your
Campin
Cool.
I loved it. It smells good. It goes on your skin
on your
and then it kind
cool.
of dries very, very quickly. It leaves a pleasant odor. And man, did it keep the bugs off. It was, you know, a bit more on the pricey side, but it worked so well.
Yeah.
And I still had some left over from a bottle from my summer, so I wanted to recommend it. And I kind of inquired into what the price was and found out that they're not selling it anymore. But they've replaced it with a different product, and the
right.
company's going to send me some samples to test
so
out.
So we'll see if the new product
is as good as the old
right.
one. This
and
one's in like
we'll
the form
do
of
a
stick.
On that
so yeah, we'll
yeah.
review their so we'll the Sam's Natural, sure. their new product.
Right.
Now, now it's time to make your pick of the show. So
all
Stephanie,
right.
what is out of all of these items, what's your pick of the show? The
all
pick
right.
of the litter.
I'm going,
your top rec.
I'm going with my product. I'm going with my bag. I love my bag. It is the best thing that I've bought all year. I started using it when we were traveling for the RV shows on airline. Like, I bought this for RV travel, and
right.
I ended up using it first for airline travel.
For business travel as well.
And it was so awesome for that travel. So I fell in love with it in February when we were doing the RV shows. And I've used it in the last couple of months, and I love it, love it, love it. It's the best traveling bag for a mom.
Okay, excellent. Now, I was going to go with the Stromberg Carlson Extend-A-Line because we used it so much in Myrtle Beach, and I know we're going to use it all summer long, but I think that's a little unfair because it's a higher priced item than pretty much everything else on the show. So I thought I need to
You're
pick.
You're hedging. You just
no,
need to pick
I, no,
an item.
I just think I wanted to pick something that's more in the general price range of what we've been recommending tonight, sort of that $20 to $40 price range. So am I copping out if I give this a tie between the Nights Stick Dual Light and the Toastite. I love this flashlight, and man, do I love that Toastite for making sandwiches. I'd call it a tie. Are you going to force me to pick one over the other?
If you had to, what would I mean? Like,
if I had to say the pick of the show, I think I'd go with the Toastite, and I'm going to totally say I'm swayed by their marketing and their packaging. Please go to their website.
Fun.
It's a
cute.
Fun product. Mm. They're doing the retro styling that we love so much, and if you have somebody that loves that kind of old school design, they're going to love getting this as a gift.
And
it works.
Well, and we're giving away both.
We're giving away
in
both
the coming
products.
Week.
And the Toastite makes a wicked sandwich,
okay.
a luscious sandwich.
So this week we're giving away the clothesline. We'll also be giving away the flashlight.
The nightstick flashlights.
We're also giving away
Toastites,
the Toastite.
And
we're
a pair
also
of the
giving
boots.
Away
so
the
there's
boots.
Great giveaways coming up. And we know you people love free stuff.
Yeah.
Let's admit it. It's free, it's for me. Thank you so much. And it's for you too. Thank you so much for joining us for this week's episode of RVFTA.
And if you get any of these products, we love to hear about
snap
it.
Snap a picture, put it on Instagram.
Yep.
Let us know if you like
hashtag
it.
Hashtag RVFTA.
Yeah, please hashtag your camping photos. RVFTA too. We have been regramming and putting up your camping photos on Instagram, and that's a lot of fun for us. We'd like to do that.
All right, and we'll see you at the rally.
Happy camping this weekend.